Nice. And Dean Jacobs joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be with you guys, as always.
Nice to have you here this morning as we talk about a brand new book you put out, Wondrous Creatures, Explore a World of Animals from A to Z. And I like this book. I was just looking through it. It's all pictures. There's a lot of good information, too.
I knew you were ready, guys. Your reading capacity.
Yeah. So how did this book come about? Let's start there.
Well, that's a great question, Chris. First of all, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
love hanging out with you guys. This book started out, I used to get teachers, they were calling me all the time asking for photos of animals.
Okay.
I know a lot of elementary teachers. Well, we went to Wayne State College, a lot of teachers from that college, right?
Right.
And one of the teachers by the name of Mary Buell said one day, she goes, Dean, I bet you probably have a photo of every animal of the alphabet. Why don't you make a book? And I said, okay, great idea.
Very good.
Why not do that? So this is how the whole idea started. That was 2 years ago or so. So this just came off the press 4 weeks ago. I mean, the ink is still...
Yeah, it's really... It is brand spanking new.
It is, yeah.
Smells good. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So after 2 years, and I co-authored this with a woman by the name of Amy Tharp, Miss Amy Tharp. She's an elementary teacher in Colorado.
Okay.
Originally from Fremont.
All right.
She's been having me come to their school for the last 5 or 6 years. So we collaborated on this book using my images and then some of my journal... Every animal has a journal entry on it.
Right.
And then we researched the book together, and then she rewrote this for educational texts and teachers and parents and grandparents and uncles and stuff, whoever, they love it.
These pictures are all pictures you took,
all
right?
Mine. Yeah. They're all mine. I mean, part of the quest, you know, since 2001, I've been to 50 countries.
Yeah.
So I have all these images. So what can I do with them that continues to help me do my purpose and my mission, which is to make a positive contribution.
Right.
So to take animals are a great hook or a great way. Who doesn't like animals?
Oh, yeah. You've got to like all these pictures are really, you have some very good pictures here too.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. You know, it's not your normal C is cat and
no,
B is
no, not at all.
I mean, G is mountain gorilla and N is newt and L is leopard and K is koala and things like that. So, you know, how do I take these images is use them as a way to educate and to inspire and to connect people to the world. And photos is a great way to do it. So we've combined some wonderful educational texts with these beautiful, stunning photos and put together something that I feel, when I got this in my hand, I feel really good. And everyone who's ever, like, picked it up, they start thinking about, I know somebody who would like this book.
That's exactly what I thought right away.
Exactly. And it has the Bugs Bunny effect, too, which, I mean, what I mean by that is adults like it and kids like it, too. You know how Bugs Bunny had adult humor, but it was kid? Well, there's enough interesting in here. The stuff in here that adults really like this book too, because there's a map of the whole world in the back that shows exactly where I was when I photographed the animals, which is
that's cool.
People who are into maps.
Oh yeah.
They're, you know,
very nice.
K was on Australia because that's where the koala came from.
Okay.
So it's a miniature geography lesson. P is on China, and because that's where the panda bears
the
came
panda.
From. So it has interesting facts or conservation, because I want to use this as an opportunity to educate people that, you know, we share the world with wild animals, these beautiful creatures, and I think that they have an we have an obligation to do the best that we can, that they have an opportunity to, you know, that our generations and future generations have a chance to experience and enjoy, you know, wild animals. So,
in other words, you can go to these places.
You can, exactly. And when we do, and our choices that we make have an impact, even the choices that we make here in Fremont, Nebraska, have an impact on the conservation status of animals around the world.
Oh, for sure.
We're all linked together in that sense. So, you know, it's a cool book. I'm just so happy to have
it. It is very nice. You want to give one away?
Yeah, I do. I have a question for our audience out here. Which bird has the longest wingspan? We'll start with that.
Which bird has the longest wingspan?
In the world, yes.
In the world?
In the world.
There's a lot of birds, Dean. Is this like a multiple choice? Or?
No, this is... No? There's only one bird that has the longest wingspan.
Okay, so Google, bird longest wingspan, fastest right now. Call us at 727-5555, and you can win your own copy. Is this going to be an autograph?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that way, when I become really famous, we can put this on eBay.
Awesome.
The signed copy of this.
All right, let's go to the phone this morning. Gold 105.5, you're on the radio. Who's this? Hey, Leonard, I want to take a guess.
Well, that's a good guess, Leonard, but that's not quite right. All right.
All right. All right. Thanks, Leonard. All right. Condor. I have no idea how long a condor's wingspan is.
I don't either, but I know it's not the condor. And by the way, just so you know, the animal that we're talking about is in the book.
It is in the book?
So it's one of the letters.
Okay. So you're not going to give us a...
Do you want a hint?
Okay, yeah.
The letter A.
That's what I thought. Okay. Then I think... I don't believe it, but yeah, it has the longest wingspan,
yeah,
really.
Cool.
Huh. I didn't know that. Okay. All right, let's go to the phone. Gold 105.5, you're on the radio. Who's this? Anthony, the right answer then would be?
Yes,
it is!
Anthony!
Nice!
Yeah, the wingspan. You know, it's 11 feet, Anthony. Can you believe that?
Holy crap, I didn't think it was that long, really.
It's 11 feet. How tall are you, Chris?
I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, so you're like almost one wing, sheesh, buddy.
Wow. Hey, Anthony, good job, man. You got a book. And he's going to sign it also.
Do you want me to sign this to you, Anthony?
All right. Or a child. It doesn't matter. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold, and I'll get the name and everything while Dean keeps talking about... where did you see the albatross?
The albatross I actually saw in the Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador. So
wow,
they are amazing, and they to watch them soar. Sometimes they will fly 10,000 miles to bring a meal home for their chick, and sometimes they will fly for 6 months and never touch land.
Jeez, well, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold right now, and then I'll ask Dean a question. Be right back, okay?
Good job, Anthony.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, 10 past 9 as we continue our conversation with Dean Jacobs talking about his new book, which you'll be able to get. You want to talk about Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. I'm very
excited.
I'll
answer the phone, okay?
We have the first book signing. It's going to be at Hy-Vee from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. You know, I was telling Hy-Vee that we better have some crowd control, or at least I hope that's the situation. I'm really excited about having that come up. And then there's some other book signings that will be coming in the near future. October 4th, I'm going to be at the Keene Memorial Library at 6 p.m. There'll be a program that will be going with that. And then October 15th, from 9:30 in the morning to 12:30, I'm going to be at Fremont National Bank there on Highway 30. And then October 15th again, from 4 to 8 p.m., I'll be at the Blue Bottle Coffee Shop. And that's going to be not only is that going to be a book signing party, but that's actually going to be a celebration of me heading to the Amazon, because at the end of the month, on October 26th, I'm going to begin a six-month journey to go through the Amazon. So the October 15th at the Blue Bottle, where we're going to be...
You think it's long enough?
I don't know. I was thinking that,
Yeah, that'll be, you'll have fun.
I'm so ready. I've been home for 2 years. I mean, do you remember when I called in from Rwanda guys?
And, yeah.
I remember that one time I called in to talk to the AM and
whoever's
you guys answered
the
phone and randomly I'm calling in from Rwanda.
Random caller. It was like Random Caller Thursday. Gold 105 is, hey, it's Dean. Hey, what's up?
The book is available at the Blue Bottle. It's available on my website, which is www.deanjacobs.org.
Okay.
Yep. So that's important. And every book that I help that helps go out the door now is a huge support. If people want to express or support me, buying a book is a great way to do that.
Right, right.
That helps put money back into my pocket to get me down and have an experience in the Amazon that I can then turn
definitely
into teachable moments.
So. Yeah, very cool. Again, you're leaving in a month, you said?
Yeah, I'm leaving October 26th. And the 22nd, I have a lot to do. I got to go get vaccinated again at the International Clinic in Omaha.
Become
a pincushion one more time.
Ugh.
For those guys.
There's a little bit to it, but when you go to the schools and different events, you tell people about your experience, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
There's a lot to talk about.
I mean, part of my mission is to travel around the world in a way and to connect people, which includes young people in particular I have a passion for, to cultures, history, and the natural wonders of the world. So, the world's far more kind and beautiful and generous than what we give it credit for.
Right.
And one of the ways to help educate people of that fact is to go out put myself at the mercy of the world, which it always treats me very well, and then take images, because we think in images, to help me tell the stories. I'll be writing my column again for the Fremont Tribune. That'll be showing up. Mm-hmm. I'll call into you guys.
All right. That'd be great.
I was talking to Matt, and at some point I will call in, and we'll do another conversation from South America.
Yeah.
Just because Fremont's my hometown. It's my community. These are my people, and anything I can do to add to the quality of life in my hometown, I want to do that. And calling in from South America is a cool way to do
it. That is cool. We want to know what you're doing, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm ready to, I'm not physically ready, but mentally ready.
Oh yeah.
I've got you know, moss does not grow on my feet, you already know that.
Yeah. Kind of
thing. Oh, one more thing I want to point out is I dedicated the book to my brother.
Oh, that's neat.
My brother Dale.
Yeah.
He works for Erickson Brooks. You know those guys
down
the street here. And, he's always there. This is what I wrote in my book. To my brother Dale, who always seems to be there when I need him, and to anyone who ever smiles when they see an animal.
Yeah, very nice.
Which pretty much I hope includes everybody.
But I think so. Yeah, that's very good.
You know, this hardcover book.
It's a hardcover, too.
Yeah, it is.
And again, he's going to be at Hy-Vee on Saturday. What's the time again?
From 10 in the morning till noon. Chad there said they put me right up front so I wouldn't be lost in their store. And, it's going to be a good time. And
bananas will be on sale. No.
if you just want to come by and, for the last 5-6 years, I've done programs at the Fremont Middle School. So all these kids, I know these kids. And if they just want to come by and say hi, they don't have to get a book.
No,
wish me well on the Amazon. I would love to do that, and connect with people for a moment, because the window's getting short now. I mean, a month sounds like a long time.
It's going to come
that
fast.
That is nothing. And I've been getting one or two requests a day to do programs in schools. I only have like 5 open days between now and the time that I leave for the Amazon.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm trying to organize my trip to the Amazon and do all this marketing and promotion and moving of the book.
Yeah.
and celebrate. Oh, and I have a 501c3 now. I have that in the nonprofit.
Okay.
So that has a lot of paperwork and stuff that goes all with it too. So it really, it's all happening at the same time, Chris.
It makes it very busy, doesn't it?
It does, but
that's good.
It's so exciting. And I've completely redone my website too.
Oh, good.
So if you haven't been on there for a while, it has all new photos. The information is still there, but it's reorganized and has new information. But it really looks great.
Awesome.
It really does.
Did you want to give away another book?
Or yeah,
let's
do that.
Okay. All right. Can do a question again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that too.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
How about the mountain gorillas? Can anyone give me within a range of 10, how many mountain gorillas are left in the world?
Wow. Mountain gorillas left in the world?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a starting point? You want to throw a number out there?
There's at least 700.
There's at least 700. Okay. All right. So start there, folks. So your guess at 727-5555, and you can win the copy of the book. And that book is Wondrous Creatures, Explore a World of Animals from A to Z by Dean Jacobs. So you're saying more than 700, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phone and start it up. Gold 105.5, you're on the air. Who's this? Ruth, give us a good starting point.
Oh, it's a little bit high, Ruth. A little bit high.
All right.
Do, but I look forward to the day when we get to 850. We're not there yet, though.
All right. There we
awesome.
Go.
Yeah, thank
exactly.
You.
All right. Thanks, Ruth. Yeah. 850 is high. 700 is the low then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So somewhere in between, take a guess. You can cut it in half, and we can play that game. 727-5555. You can win an autographed copy of Wondrous Creatures, Explore a World of Animals from A to Z. Dean Jacobs with us this morning on Gold 105.5. Again, give us a call at 727-5555 with your guess. Gold 105.5, you're in the air. Who's this? Ken, between 700 and 850. 800? Okay.
Not quite. I'm giving you 10 on each way, and it's not quite 800 either. So you're getting warmer.
Okay. 800 is too high then.
Yeah, it's still too high.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Yep. Between 700 and 800.
Yeah.
As you're not going to do a monkey sound or anything, are you?
Well, actually, I know how to talk to gorillas. They taught me how to talk to gorillas. I was there.
That's what I was going to say. I bet you don't.
Sounds like a KHUB radio.
Gold 105.5. You're on the radio. Who's this? Leonard, we're between 700 and 800. Take a guess. 770.
That's close enough.
Is it?
It's actually 782. That's it. And there's a little bit of wiggle room because when they do a survey of gorillas, it's not like they sign up and, you know, send in a card that says, you know, that we exist. So
yeah.
You know, 782 was the latest census that they did that was up from the estimated 780.